So you've had a pretty good 2023 so far. You picked up 3 awards at the Alberta Country Music Awards. What was that like for you?
Oh my goodness, it was so special. I've been going to the Country Music Alberta Awards since I was 11, and I just love being around so much talent and so much amazing people. So even to be nominated, it was a huge honor. And to come home with some awards was just really special. And I've worked really hard over the past year, so it was really awesome for the hard work to pay off a bit. So yeah, it was really special.
I was looking at the CCMA nominations. Now you were nominated for Interactive Campaign of the Year. Can you tell me a little bit about that, the Master Puppets thing?
One thing I've been doing on my TikTok over the last couple years is just doing different challenges and series to kind of bring people into the country genre. And I just watched the newest season of Stranger Things. And if you've seen the newest season, there's a big thing of Master of Puppets in there. And then my dad's a big Metallica fan. So I thought it would be really fun to like challenge myself to learn how to play the opening riff, and then maybe it might encourage some other people to take on a challenge in their own life. And yeah, really cool that now that's been nominated for a CCMA. So insane.
That's incredible though, because it is great to, like, I'm new to TikTok. I'm old, so it's like I don't catch everything, but I did see you on TikTok because I was looking up the campaign and I was like, how many is it?
I think 260,000. Yeah.
That's,
but yes.
That's incredible. It must bring so much like shine to your music, what you're doing.
Oh, and thank you. Yeah. It's a really special platform. It's really cool because you can just reach so many people from all over. And it's fun because it gives me the opportunity to try things like a metal song, even though I am in the country genre, and get to explore my musicality a little bit.
Yeah, no, it's great to be able to step outside of your own box, and it's good to show people your love of the instrument and try on new challenges. Like you said, I just thought it was great to see you playing that. It was really, really fun to watch.
Oh, thank you.
So you released a new song. We're in July. Damn you, July.
Yeah.
Have you had a good summer so far?
Yes, I've actually had a great July, despite the title of the song. It's been great. I recently played my very first CMA Fest show back in June, so that was really special, and got to play some fun shows like the Pinocchio Stampede and on Grand Prairie for Canada Day, and then just getting ready for a busy rest of my summer and fall.
Yeah, I saw you'll be out on the road with Tim Hicks.
Yeah,
in October and November. Tell me a little bit about that tour. How will you be performing? Will you be performing with a band or solo? Or
it'll be just me and my guitar. I love performing with my band. They're amazing. But it's also really fun getting to just, you know, be there up with my guitar. And it just kind of feels like inviting people into how I'd write a song. So I'm really looking forward to it. I'm a huge fan of Tim Hicks, so I think it's going to be a real great time.
Yeah, so for all the Calgary fans out there, you'll be here November 1st with Tim Hicks.
Yes, I will, yeah.
So that'll be exciting for people who want to see you live. Also, you'll be at Big Valley Jamboree coming up soon. Yeah. Will you be playing with the full band for that show?
No, I'm actually in the songwriter tent. So again, just me and my guitar.
No, that's great.
But I love that too, just because that one, you can really get to explain the stories behind the songs. And I'm always inspired by the other writers that are up there on stage, and feel like you never really know what's going to happen in the songwriter's tent. There's always some surprises, just because, you know, sometimes people add harmonies onto other people's songs, or they, you know, tell these really emotional stories. So I'm very looking forward to it.
Who's a songwriter that really influenced you, that you look up to?
I have a couple. Taylor Swift is like my ultimate, like everything, songwriter, entertainer. I'm a huge fan. But for Canadian, I really love Tennille Towns. I just think she's an incredible songwriter and just is able to talk about these big topics in such a personal way, and really connect with her audience and talk about these deeper things that are maybe even just outside of love, just like life things too.
We obviously explore other types of music with the Master Puppets
thing.
So what are some of your other favorite artists out there that you're listening to right now?
Keith Urban, Dolly Parton. I love Billie Eilish, Led Zeppelin. Like, my music taste is really all over. I try and listen to everything because I think there's something to learn from every genre. And I just love being inspired by different sounds and everything.
So you've got some solo acoustic shows coming up, but when you play with your band, what's your favorite song to play with the band live?
We do a rock medley live. Oh, and that was actually another challenge I'd done on my TikTok a couple years ago. It was Thunderstruck. I was playing that opening riff faster and faster every day. And so we thought, how fun would it be to incorporate that into the show? So we do, it's a medley of Thunderstruck, Crazy Train, and Sweet Child of Mine. I mean, those songs are just classic. So it's just fun to get the crowd all riled up and get to jam it out with my band up there on stage.
What's next for you, Haley? Are you working on new music?
Yeah, I have been writing a lot down in Nashville, which has been super exciting, and making the trips down there and getting to write with some people that I really love and look up to. So I'm really excited to put those songs out and working on, you know, putting out a full cohesive piece of work. That's been a big dream of mine for a while. Definitely some stuff in the works that I'm really stoked about.
I see you have your guitar with you. Tell us a little bit about Damn You July before you play it for us, and just give us kind of the background to it.
For sure. Yeah, so I actually wrote Damn You July in December, funny enough. And I wrote it with my friends Rich Cloak and Elias James. And the song is about a really sad breakup in the middle of one of the most beautiful months of the year. But it's also a metaphor for anyone that's kind of had a relationship that may have gone sour and you're kind of stuck dealing with the memories resurfacing from that person. All right, this is Damn You July.
It's 100 degrees with some salt in the breeze. Sun falls with the tide, fireworks in the sky. Couples hold hands, hearts drawn in the sand. I should be perfectly fine. But damn you, July, in your shade of blue. A match in the eyes that left me too soon. And damn your gold sun, the kiss in my skin. I thought I was done being burned by the memory of him. Damn you, July, for showing back up. Damn you, July, now I'm thinking about love. Was a day like today when those Tennessee plates drove off in the dark with a piece of my heart. He's top of my mind for 31 nights in the ocean of roses and stars. But damn you, July, in your shade of blue. The match in the eyes that left me too soon. And damn your gold sun, the kiss in my skin. I thought I was done being burned by the memory of him. Damn you, July, for showing back up. Damn you, July, now I'm thinking back. To go from here, 'cause I know you'll bring him back with you next year. So damn you, July, and your shade of blue for matching the eyes that left me too soon. And damn your gold sun for kissing my skin. I thought I was done being burned by the memory of him. Damn you, July. Oh, damn you, July.
Nice job.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for coming today. We're excited to listen to the new single and everything that's coming up. We'll be excited to see you here in November. So thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. This is so awesome.